Here's your midday brief for Friday, October 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A sell-off on Wall Street this morning puts the Dow Jones Industrials on track for their worst month since March. By midday, the Dow was down more than 400 points, or 1.5%. The S&P 500 was down 1.9%, and sharp sell-offs in Twitter and Apple shares following disappointing earnings pulled the Nasdaq lower by 2.8%. The Commerce Department says spending by U.S. households rose 1.4% last month. It's the fifth straight month of increases, though the pace of gains has slowed going into the fall. Topping consumer shopping lists, cars, clothing, healthcare, fitness, and entertainment. The rise in spending was fueled by a 0.9% increase in personal income, thanks to higher employee wages and a federal supplement to state unemployment benefits. And as financially strapped small businesses await a new stimulus deal, the Federal Reserve is again loosening the terms of its Main Street lending program. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has said that modest demand for the loans could be the result of hard-hit businesses being reluctant to take on additional debt. Under the latest changes, businesses can apply for loans as small as $100,000, and the Fed is adjusting its fees to encourage smaller loans. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.